to the tensions bubbling up today between the White House and the CIA over a still unreleased Senate report reportedly condemning the CIA's actions after 9/11. Couple of ticks in this story. First, today the CIA admitted that its officers improperly hacked a computer network used by the Senate Intelligence Committee as it prepared that report, which is said to criticize the CIA's use of waterboarding and other techniques. Then also today, we're getting a hint of how the White House will respond to the Senate report when it finally comes out, because the White House accidentally emailed a document to an AP reporter. In the document, the State Department heartily endorses the Senate's criticisms. AP intelligence writer Ken Delanian is with us from Washington. And Ken, you did not receive that email. A colleague did. But there's some poetic language from the State Department in it. So first, tell us more about how the State Department feels about the Senate report condemning the CIA.
They call this a story of which no American can be proud. And they essentially endorsed the very critical findings of this report, which accuses the CIA of misconduct, essentially. It says the CIA used methods that were far more brutal than previously understood and then misled Congress and the Justice Department about it.
And by the way, current and former CIA officials dispute that.
Oh, they absolutely do. Yeah. And so this has been a long-running saga pitting different parts of the government and former officials against one another. And it was interesting to see where exactly the State Department, at least in this document, is coming down.
Well, it not only says it's a story of which no American is proud, it goes on to say there's another part of the story of which Americans can be proud. What is that?
Right. You know, essentially that our democratic system worked, and I'm paraphrasing, and President Obama came into office and ended these practices.
What does the State Department say, though, about then Secretary of State Colin Powell?
So this document asserts that Secretary of State Colin Powell was not initially informed, but that some ambassadors in the various countries where CIA black sites were located were told and then were instructed not to tell their superiors at the State Department.
So this State Department, the current State Department, is concluding that the Senate report is right on. Tell us about some more of those techniques. We mentioned waterboarding, but what else is the State Department talking about?
There was a list of approved techniques. They included slapping, humiliation, exposure to cold, sleep deprivation. I mean, waterboarding gets a lot of attention because it's near drowning, and most people agree that that is torture. But those other techniques, I've heard various officials say, you know, how bad could they really be? I mean, they're used against American troops sometimes in training. But what this report describes is a repetitive use of a variety of these techniques against detainees that, taken together, was extremely brutal. And in fact, the State Department said that the report leaves no doubt that the methods used to extract information from some terrorist suspects caused profound pain, suffering, and humiliation. And then it goes on to say it also leaves no doubt that the harm caused by the use of these techniques outweighed any potential benefit.
What does the State Department say, though, about whether there's any criminal charges here?
Well, it doesn't. That's outside of their purview. They have a question and answer part of these talking points where they expect reporters to ask that. And the answer is, you know, that essentially President Obama decided that no CIA officer who followed legal guidance from the Justice Department, however wrong that is now believed to have been, would be prosecuted. So then there was a criminal investigation into whether the CIA exceeded the legal guidance, and that investigation closed without charges. Now, some people think if this report is persuasive enough that the CIA, in fact, exceeded its legal guidance, some prosecutors may want to take another look.
Well, just a question, Ken, about the AP receiving this email at all. Again, a White House email that contained the State Department response to a Senate report condemning the CIA techniques after 9/11. And as you just said, it includes from the State Department questions that reporters are likely to ask, like should the Justice Department revisit its decision not to prosecute anyone? What was that like in the newsroom when you receive, by accident, this email saying what your questions might be about this case?
It was like just any other document that we may receive under a variety of circumstances. We looked at it, we saw that it was newsworthy, and we immediately began planning a story about it.
Do you think it was an accident?
We do think it was an accident. And we disclosed in the story that it came to us accidentally, but that's sort of all we've decided to say about it.
And how do you think this will be received, this news that the State Department is so behind the Senate report? There are many Republicans also who discounted the Senate's findings.
That's right. Most Republicans on the Senate Intelligence Committee opposed the findings, and there's a minority report from them. Many CIA officers, former CIA officers I talked to who were involved in this program will be very deeply disturbed. that the State Department has endorsed this report that they find fundamentally flawed. And I think it puts the White House in an interesting position because the White House has been trying to balance President Obama's opposition to these techniques and the advocacy among many civil rights, civil liberties groups that want him to expose these techniques, which they believe were torture and were fundamentally wrong, with his reliance on the CIA, where there's some 200 people still working there who worked on this program and who feel like they're being sort of sold down the river. And President Obama is faced with having to balance how to react to this report in that context.
And he's relying on the CIA for his drone efforts.
Absolutely. Drones, gathering foreign intelligence. I mean, the CIA is playing a key role in his foreign policy in so many parts of the world.
Tricky line to walk. Ken Delanian, AP intelligence reporter. Thank you.
Robin, thanks for having me.